Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. And we are so excited because we are going to have a chamber chat show with our friends from Prescott. And we want to welcome to KDWA Casey Johnson. She is the Prescott Chamber of Commerce Coordinator, and she is going to tell us some of the new things going on in Prescott. And then also, she is going to feature one of the many businesses that are involved with the chamber, and that is Kim French with River City Stitch. So great to chat with both of you.
Hello.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. So Casey, first of all, tell us what is new in Prescott.
Well, we're definitely starting to see the bikes and motorcycles and everybody out and about. Maybe not this week with this weather, but you know, spring break, we came back and the chamber just did our ribbon cutting for the Port of Prescott Hotel. I know we've had Megan on a few times to talk about the opening of the new hotel downtown. So everybody should be booking their weekend trips to Prescott and stay at the hotel. And just yesterday, the Two Rivers Grill opened, which was the old Boat Drinks and Pilot House there. So they are open for business. You know, a lot of restaurants are now starting to resume breakfast and adding different shifts, like at Prescott Roadhouse, they're doing their breakfast specials again on Saturday. I know Lucille's is going to start opening up their brunch menus, I think, in the future here. So, yeah, everybody's starting to, you know, a little bit more back to normal, better hours, more options, the outdoor seating. We've had No Name had some live music return, the meat raffles at Scabs and Broad Street and No Name have returned. So I think everyone is feeling a little more vaccinated and safe and, you know, still taking precautions, but I think everyone's starting to feel a little better with the way things are turning. So
I love it. That's great news. So Two Rivers, I have not seen their menu yet. Tell us about that and what kind of food they are offering.
Yeah, so they're, you know, owners from Smiley News that are in Hudson there. You know, I'm hoping to stop by there this week and check it out. But they, you know, you've got your bar and grill food. They're going to have some, it sounds like they're doing some drink specials and things like that. But, you know, they've got the open door seating with the garage or patio. So I think people just sort of find a little bit of everything there, you know, just to sort of add some extra flavors to Prescott. But, yeah, I think they're, you know, getting their menu set and everything's online and up on Facebook. I'm pretty sure you can find a little bit of everything for your family.
So exciting. And I think it really does show that we're kind of trying to turn a corner here and things are going to be returning to a little bit more normal. And what about Wisconsin? I have not been keeping up with what is the protocol that some of the protocols that are put in place.
Yeah, I mean, I think the state, you know, has redone the mandate for the masking and things, but, you know, social distancing still recommended. Most of the bars and restaurants and businesses in Pierce County are still requiring masking. You know, we've got, you know, a lot of, I think even if you don't, if it's not required, you know, it's sort of up to the business owner. There are some restaurants that still get a hard time for that, but, you know, we're not there yet. And I think if you want to keep your staff and yourself healthy and safe, you know, it's up to the business owner. So schools are still requiring them in class. AZ Snyder with the Pierce County Public Health Office sends out updates, you know, weekly to the chamber and to let us know sort of what's going on and to share with our members about, you know, recent upticks or anything. But I think things have been holding steady and the businesses really, you know, are still maintaining that safe distance and the mask, even if the state has sort of struck that down at this point, I think.
Casey, tell us about Kim French and River City Stitch and what your impressions are of her business. And then I want to hear directly from Kim as well.
Yeah, absolutely. No, we're really excited to have Kim share the broadcast today. I don't think there's anyone probably in Prescott and now even River Falls, and I know she does business elsewhere here, but that probably, you know, there's probably no one in town here that doesn't have a t-shirt of some sporting event or some school event that River City Stitch has not, you know, has not been the one that's produced. They truly are like a staple in the community. Everyone knows the business and their products. And, you know, just being supportive of the community. And I'm, you know, really appreciative of Kim for last year at the beginning of all this. You know, everybody was sort of looking for that. How do we give back? What do businesses need? Kim came up with this great idea of, you know, everybody that wants to create a t-shirt for their business that you could then have the community purchase that. And she donated a percentage back to that business, you know, and then people got to go around supporting small business while giving back to the business. And, you know, and it helped her business, which is just, she's just a savvy businesswoman. So we are always excited to be able to partner with them and work with them on our design work and apparel and things like that. But yeah, I'm, you know, I don't know what the community would do with, without her business these last 10 or so years. So
Kim, what do you make of that? Being called a savvy business, that's pretty nice. That's pretty glowing compliments about you. Tell us about your business and how long you've had it.
We opened in 2007, just a little small in a strip mall over kind of down the road from where we're at now. And so, yeah, we opened in 2007. We had bought the company with another couple at the time, and we bought them out a few years after that. So I've been on my own since 2010. And we moved a couple different times. We're now in our spot, which I hope is going to be our forever spot. We can keep expanding here. 3 years ago, we bought the River Falls location, which has been amazing for us. My sister is the one who manages and runs that day-to-day business there. So we have a lot of new customers with the university, all the schools there, you know, just all the tons of businesses in River Falls as well, which also has brought a little bit more from Ellsworth as well. Yeah, so we do screen printing, embroidery all in-house, vinyl cutting in-house, graphic design in-house. I'm trying to think of what else. Promotional items. Some of those are in-house, but we can, you know, get anything that you could put your logo on. Water bottles, can coolers, business cards, posters, stickers, any bags, anything that you can think of to put your logo on, we can do that for you.
I suppose masks, too.
Yeah, lots and lots of masks, yes. We weren't really sure at the beginning where that would lead us. We're closed in, what was it, like, end of March, April, I think we had to close down. I was still coming in every day, but we were closed to the public, and we started doing a little bit of masks, and I haven't added it up yet, but it has to have been at least probably 10,000, if not more, of masks and gaiters and, you know, big orders for, you know, we ended up doing for almost every school in the conference. We ended up doing gaiters for almost all of them. You know, we did them for Baldwin and St. Croix Central and Amory and Osceola. So that was great. So then that has also led to other business then from that. So, you know, things, you know, it's unfortunate the way it happened, but it's also led for new opportunities for us too at the same time.
So how has your business changed over the years since you first started?
Oh, gosh. When we first started, we just did embroidery in-house, and it was a lot of, it was basically, yeah, just embroidery, a lot of custom ordered stuff. We had very little retail. There was a little bit of a request for it, but nobody had really had it around, so it wasn't like something that was missing. So once we started getting more of the same kind of requests for things, we started trying to produce, you know, a few items at a time and have it for sale, and it's just blown up since then. Now we have a full retail store, sweatshirts, t-shirts, pants, you know, anything you can kind of imagine for that. So that's one big thing that's changed a lot. Another thing is we were only doing embroidery in-house before. Now we're doing screen printing. So when we first opened, we would get some screen printed t-shirt orders, sweatshirts, and we would send it out for somebody else to produce for us because we didn't have the capability to do it. But in about 2013, we purchased our first screen printing machine, and now we have two of them and probably looking to get more. So it's changed unbelievably since then.
I bet. And how many employees do you have?
So I have my sister who's in River Falls a full-time, and then I have one full-time employee here who's basically my right and left hand. She's the one that came up. She's the one that came up with the t-shirt program that Casey talked about a little bit ago. She's the one that just does all the everyday artwork and then also runs the screen printing department. She's got a 4-year degree from Stout in graphic design, and she just is really good with coming up with new ideas and keeping things fresh and just trying to always push me a little bit to try to get me to look at some new ways to make business better. So then I have those two full times, and then I have three other part times. That one is very, you know, here probably 20 hours a week, and then some two other ones that are kind of on an as-needed basis.
So besides COVID and the whole mask thing, was the COVID pandemic a detriment to your business? I would assume that...
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, so like this time of year is our busiest. Like right now we are just swamped with baseball. I mean, there's every sport is either ending or beginning, and school's ending, so sure, people are ordering stuff for the end of that. Businesses now especially are, you know, starting to order a little bit more. So right now is probably our... For sure, one of, if not the most busiest time of the year besides Christmas, this month is right now. And this is exactly about the time that everything kind of shut down. So we had tons of orders for baseball, softball, track that were either on hold or got canceled. But I had already, you know, some stuff had already started and been ordered. So that was kind of an interesting predicament to be in. We, most of the vendors were very good and took back, you know, everything that was needed. But there were some that kind of, you know, we were stuck with some inventory, so that was hard. But then we tried to create new revenues, like with that t-shirt program. Again, the masks really were great. My sister in River Falls was the one who really took ownership of that, found a great way for us to be able to get full color logos for all the masks. So we've, like I said, done, you know, thousands of masks, all produced in our little shop in the back in River Falls. So those things were a big change. The retail sales also took a big hit because we were closed for a couple months. We tried to do some curbside stuff. We did some sales. So people really were great and did support us still. Trying, you know, some people bought gift cards and did some curbside sales stuff. But, you know, overall the sales really took a big hit for retail-wise too. But things started picking back up again in like July, August, and then kind of slowed down again. And then Christmas was really good this year, so... And then we're off to a really good start in the beginning of 21. So,
well, that's really great to hear. Okay. We like to hear success stories like that. Mm-hmm. And when you look back in the last year, I don't know, for me, it seems like, okay, it was a year ago. It seems in some ways so much longer than a year. And then in other ways, it seems like, where did time go? How can it have been a year?
Yeah, that's for sure. And things kind of got put on hold. We're trying to also remodel our River Falls location just to make it bigger because we're kind of shoved in a very small area for production and retail there. So that kind of got put on hold. And now we're trying to start that back up again. So that's been a little crazy. But yeah, it just feels like it was yesterday. But then again, it feels like it was 15 years ago. So it's crazy how that works.
So what's next for River City Stitch?
Well, the remodel in River Falls. So what's going to happen with that is we're going to move our production area to this new 16 by 20 just expansion on the back. So the Loud machine isn't in the way of retail sales, which it is now. And River Falls being, you know, quite a bit bigger than Prescott is, we have a lot more retail sales there. So that'll help her get expanded there. And then once that's complete, which we're hoping beginning of summer to get that done, just looking to keep, you know, increasing where we've been and what we're, you know, continuing to do and just keep on trying to grow. And yeah, that's about all for that, I guess.
That's exciting. Well, Casey, I see why you wanted to showcase all the good things that are going on at River City Stitch. Kim, where is River City Stitch located, please, in both of your cities?
Okay, yep. So in Prescott, we're located kind of across the highway from Patax next to the Credit Union and Heart, Hands, and Mind Daycare. There's a greenhouse right next to us, which is just kind of for storage now. Not really sure exactly what to do with, we're going to do with that yet. And then in River Falls, we are located on the corner of Maple and 2nd Street next to the post office and the fire department. So it's considered downtown River Falls still, but it's a street, a block up.
Casey, what else do you want to tell us about what's going on with Prescott?
Well, we, you know, the chamber is starting to get some our events back online, and so I will make sure to pass the note along about our upcoming May 8th. We're going to try to revive what we started planning last year at this time to do the Eagle Watch bike tour. So you can sign up at our events page. It's co-sponsored with the Hastings Chamber, actually, and the City of Hastings and Great River Learning Center, as well as Carpenter Nature Center and Prescott here. We're going to do a midday, mid-morning bike ride. So you can start in Prescott or in Hastings that morning, but you need to sign up for a time. So I'll make sure to get that info so you can link it to KDWA. But yeah, we were, you know, hoping to just get people out on the bike trail and to, you know, start partnering more with Hastings. Like, we always talk about how, you know, we're so close, and, you know, just to sort of get people going back and forth. But hopefully the weather will be nicer that morning, and, you know, we'll have some vendors and some people set up. We're letting the businesses know that there will be, you know, people coming in and out of town that day. So that's Saturday, May 8th. And then we've started our hanging basket promotion as well to beautify downtown Prescott. So we've sent notification out about that for people that want to sponsor baskets to hang along downtown for the summer. So we've got a few things that, you know, again, starting to show that we're getting back to some normalcy and, you know, getting those things back online. Hopefully that we can promote our membership and our, you know, the businesses here and keep them thriving. I mean, Kim is a wonderful example of, you know, how you sort of weren't expecting something like last year, and it really did, you know, turn into more business and new opportunities. But, you know, I think most people have sort of come through it, you know, but had to adapt, but have made it through this year. So, yeah, so hopefully the summer will bring some, you know, more visitors and people through Prescott for us, and, you know, we'll see what happens.
It's all good news coming out of Prescott. We're so happy. Kim, really nice to chat with you, and congratulations on all the success of River City Stitch. If people want to get in touch with you, how can they do that, please?
We can do Facebook, email, all that information's on our website. It's www.rivercitystitch.com. Otherwise, give us a call, either location. Obviously, for Hastings people, Prescott's probably the most convenient, but either one we can help you with. I also wanted to say one other thing, too. We're going to be having a big sample sale for the 100-mile garage sale coming up in, like, 2 weeks. So what we do for that is, in our greenhouse, we have all the samples that we've either bought or, you know, ordered too many of, or this year there's a lot because we had extra stock of stuff that, you know, got some canceled orders. So it's all brand new, tags on it, never been worn clothing that we'll have for sale that weekend. It's the first, I believe, the first weekend in May, the 7th, 8th, 6th, 7th, and 8th of May. So, and that's like in correlation with the 100-mile garage sale that goes through town.
Love it. Yeah. Love it. Casey Johnson, she is the Prescott Chamber of Commerce coordinator, and also Kim French, she's the owner of River City Stitch in both Prescott and River Falls. Ladies, have a great rest of your day. Thanks for cluing us in about all the good stuff going on. And you are listening to another edition of Chamber Chat on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.